are traveling. But especially we lift up our mission team who is in the field in Taiwan right now. We pray for receptive hearts. And we pray for fruitful labor of those out there taking the gospel to those who are lost. Father, your word tells us that when two or more are gathered in your name, you're here also. So may this time we have together bring you glory. All these things I lift in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Well, as you can see, both from the parable or from the slide, as well as from the dirt on the floor, we're going to be talking about dirt a lot today. But it's really much more than dirt. It's going to be about our hearts. And what is the condition of our heart? Is it receptive to God? Is it crowded out by the things of the world and worry? Or is it good soil, receptive to God? I think Paul, in his letter to the Philippians, gives us a little bit of insight on how to read this parable. In Philippians 4 to 8, he's writing from jail to the church in Philippi. And he writes as follows. Rejoice in the Lord always. I say again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything. But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there's anything worthy of praise, think about these things. What you have learned and have received and heard from me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Now here Paul recognized that this small fledgling church was full of worry and anxiety. His answer is pray about everything. The cure for worry, he contends, is prayer. Felion, who is a Christian from the Middle Ages, writes the following. Philion, Christian from the Middle Ages.
对，在中古世纪的时候，有一个另外一个牧师，他叫菲利昂所写的东西。
About prayer, he writes.
他所写了一个祷告词。
Tell God all that is in your heart.
告诉神你所有的东西都在神，你心里面的东西全部告诉神。
As one unloads one's heart to a friend.
就像你把你所有心里的东西倾吐给到一个朋友身上一样。
Tell him your troubles that he may comfort you.
告诉他你所有的问题，所以他可以安慰你。
Tell him your joys that he may sober them.
告诉他你所有的喜悦，所以他可以让你心归回。
Tell him your longings that he may purify them.
告诉他你所渴望的事情，可是他可以帮助你把它澄净。
Tell him your dislikes that he may help you conquer them.
告诉他你所不喜欢的事情，可是他会帮助你能够面对他们。
Talk to him about your temptations that he may shield you from them.
告诉他你所有这个受试探的地方，所以他可以帮你有一个这个界限保护你。
Show him the wounds of your heart that he may heal them.
告诉他你心里所有的创伤，所以他可以帮助你医治。
Tell him how self-love makes you unjust to others and how vanity tempts you to be insecure.
就说告诉他说，
Tell him how self-love, self-loving of
yourself. 如果说你充满了对自己的爱的话呢，那你对别人可能不公平。
How pride disguises you to yourself and to others.
而且你的骄傲可以让你呢，就说好像对自己有一个错觉的看法，对人家也会有一个错误的看法。Paul
promises when you do this with thanksgiving, this peace that is hard to describe will come upon you.
保罗他答应说，如果呢你在跟神祷告的时候充满了感恩的心，这个说不出来的平安喜悦就会降临在你的心里。
So the question is, do you want this peace?
这问题就是说，你要这样的平安吗？
Are you preparing your heart like the good soil?
你有没有把你的心整治出来，就像一个好的泥土一样？
Let's turn together then to our scripture, which is in Matthew, chapter 13, starting in verse 1.
那我们打开我们的那个蓝本，圣经的经文，圣经的经文就是马太福音，十三章第一节到，第一节到第十七节。
And I should say that I have two objectives today.
我其实要告诉你，我今天有两个目的。
One, in looking at all three Gospels, I want us to walk away with a confidence in the Bible.
你知道我们看着这三个福音书的时候，我希望我们离开的是带这个信心，对这个圣经是有信心的。
We're going to see some similarities, and we're also going to see some differences in the three accounts.
那这三个不同的看法来看这福音书的时候呢，是看这三个不同的福音书的时候，是让我们可以看到他们不同跟他们相同的地方。
And secondly, I want us to be motivated to have our hearts prepared as good soil.
第二件事情我要谈的就是，我希望能鼓励我们每一个人呢，把我们的心变成一个好的土壤。But
not just that, also to produce the maximum fruit.
不光只是一个好的土壤，而且是要种出产生最大的果实，最多数的果实。And
now Matthew, chapter 13, beginning in verse 1. Do we do one verse at a time? In that same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the lake. Such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat, sat in it, while the people stood there on the shore. Then he told them many things in parables, saying, a farmer went out to sow his seed. And as he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came, the plants were scorched, and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell along the thorns, which grew up and choked out the plants. Still other seed fell along good soil where it produced a crop, 100, 60, or 30 times what had been sown. "Whoever has ears, let them hear." The disciples came to him and asked, "Why do you speak to the people in parables?" He replied, "Because the knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of heaven has been given to you, but not to them. Whoever has been given will be given more, and they will have in abundance. And whoever does not have, even that which they have will be taken away. This is why I speak in parables." And then he quotes Isaiah 6. "Though seeing, they do not see. Though hearing, they do not hear or understand. In them is fulfilling the prophecy of Isaiah. You will be ever hearing and not understanding. You will be ever seeing and not perceiving. For this people's heart has become callous. They hardly hear with their ears. They have closed their eyes. Otherwise, they might see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and turn, and I would heal them. But blessed are your eyes because they see, and blessed are your ears because they hear. For truly I tell you, many prophets and righteous people longed to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it."
Well, we have a garden in our backyard. It's a small garden. Maybe some of you have gardens in your yards as well. We love fresh vegetables and fresh herbs. But as the growing season, as we come out of the winter and the growing season approaches, we have to prepare the soil. We have to add fertilizer, we have to add sometimes topsoil. We have to pull out all the weeds and the ants, we have to get the soil ready. And then after the last frost, which is not common for Houston, we add the seeds in the ground. And we water it, and we fertilize it even more. And it's not more than a couple of weeks where the first sprouts are coming up. But the weeds are in there, and the bugs are in there, and we have to spray and fertilize. And we have to work sometimes for weeks or even months before the the fruits or the vegetables or the herbs are ready to eat.
我要不断地照顾这些植物啊，好多礼拜，甚至好几个月啊，才能让它们长得茁壮。
And sometimes I can't work in the garden for a week or two.
有的时候你知道，超过一个礼拜，我没办法到这个我们的花园里做。
And it's like I never did any work. The weeds have come up and just grown over everything.
然后你一看，好像所有以前的工都全白费了，因为所有的那个野草啊，很多东西又重新长得好高了。
Gardens are a lot of work.
我觉得种这个管理蔬菜啊，园种的东西是很多工作的哈。
But there's nothing like that first fresh tomato.
可是你知道吗？再多的辛苦都比不上那个尝到第一次那个什么那个西红柿，sorry，不是西红柿的那个甜美哈。
Or the fresh herbs in her cooking.
或者是拿那个新鲜的那种调味料拿来进来做菜。
It's much better than the grocery store.
绝对比你在这个超级市场买的好得多了。So
today we see in our parable that we have one farmer.
所以我们今天就看这个撒种的比喻呢，我们就看到一个农夫。
And we have one kind of seed.
我们就看到一种种子的。
And we're told that the seed is coming down the path, and it's been trampled on and hardened.
然后我们就看到说，那种子呢，在上面以后呢，就被人家就踩踩，就是那个地啊，被踩了，践踏了，都变硬了。
So when it spread, it just sits on top.
然后你若是那时候在撒种子，在那个已经并践踏僵硬的地上面呢，它就在上面下不去。
And it can't take root.
它就没办法往下扎根。
Some of the seed also fell in the rocky places.
那像有的种子呢，就掉在那个石头地里面、岩石地里面。
There's a little bit of soil there, it can take a little root.
有一点点的泥土，它可以长一点点的芽，一点点的根。
But it doesn't take long for the plant to die.
可是没多久以后，那个植物就死了。
Notice also the farmer is spreading seed in the weeded area, the thorn area.
那你也注意到说，这个农夫呢，他也把种子放在那个长满了荆棘跟野草的地方。
Now the text says the thorns are there, and the seed goes into it.
然后那个新闻上就讲说，那个种子就陷在那个荆棘里面。
But then the text also says finally that some of the seed fell on the good soil.
那经上也说，终于呢，这个种子呢也放在一个好的土里面。
This soil is free from rocks and free from weeds.
这个土呢是没有石头也没有荆棘的。
It can grow up and produce a fruit. A grain that is 160 or even 30. There will be fruit here.
就说那个植物长起来以后可以结果实，可以长30倍的、60倍的、100倍的。
The good soil does produce fruit. The question is, will it produce the minimum, average, or will it produce the maximum amount of fruit?
好的泥土呢，绝对是会产生果实的。问题就是说，它是产生最少的，比如说30倍啦，或产生最大的果实是100倍啊。
So let's take a look at the Gospels and walk through also Mark and Luke and see what's the same and what's different.
所以我们往下看这个经文，马太经文，也甚至是看到马可跟这个路加福音，好来看一看讲的这个过这个土的过程。
Because an accusation of those who don't believe say that the Bible is full of contradictions.
那有些人他是这个不信神的，他就控诉说，那个圣经里面讲的都是骗人的。
So I want us to be assured that there are no contradictions.
哦，对不起，不是骗人的，就是完全是相，就是违背的，互相矛盾。
That each author, inspired by the Holy Spirit,
这是每一个作者是被圣灵的感动，
writes for a specific purpose.
是写了是为某一个目的而写的。
It is completely without error when he wrote it.
当他们写的时候，他们是很正确的，没有任何错误的。
And has been accurately preserved in what we see in the Bible today.
而且是非常小心正确的，一直保存到我们今天所看到的这个圣经。So
Matthew is predominantly writing to a Jewish audience.
所以马太福音写的呢，就是给那个犹太的这个犹太的这个教徒。
That's the reason you see a longer explanation of Isaiah in his gospel. Mark is writing to a predominantly Gentile or non-Jewish audience. Luke, Dr. Luke, is writing to a specific person, Theophilus.
Theophilus.
A Greek. But if you also, then if you notice, as we pick up the story in Matthew verse 4,
如果说你们从马太福音的这个第四节开始看起的话呢,
the birds came and ate it up, and it's the path in which the seeds are very, the very first path.
撒的时候呢,那个落在路旁,小飞鸟,然后就小鸟飞来就吃掉了,那是第一种途径。
Mark, verse 4, is essentially the same.
马可福音第四节也是类似的意思。
But Luke adds that the path has been trampled and the seeds get trampled.
而路加呢就加到也是类似的意思，就加了一个说这个路已经被人践踏了，被硬了。那所以那个种子撒在上面被人践踏了。In
Matthew, describing the rocky places in verses 5 and 6.
那在马太福音面在第五到第六节里面呢，就讲到另外一种泥土。It
is described as not having much soil, springs up quickly. But the sun scorches it. Mark is essentially the same. But Dr. Luke, who is concerned with the why, says it's a lack of moisture. In the one that fell along the thorns or along the weeds, Matthew said that they choked it out. Now Mark says that it didn't bear grain. And in Luke, it says that the thorns or the weeds grew up, almost as if out of control.
那在路加福音里面就讲到说，荆棘跟那个种子都一起生长，就是完完全全都挤得满满的。But
notice the good soil.
可是你们注意到好的土壤。The
good soil produces a fruit.
它好的土壤产生很多果实。It
produces an outward growing of the seed itself.
是在外面一直结出很多茂盛的果实出来。And
notice in Matthew he says that there's going to be 100 or 60 or 30. Everyone will produce fruit. Mark is essentially the same,
160-30.
Luke just cuts to the chase and says, let's go for the max. Now notice in all three of these are public parables. These are parables spoken to a crowd.
那你们要知道说，在当时的背景，这三处不同的经文都是当时对外所讲的一个比喻。And
there would have been a series of them.
应该是有一连串的比喻。But
the disciples, it is recorded in each one of them that the disciples asked a question.
可是在这里面经上就有记录呢，这个比喻呢，那耶稣的门徒就特别去问他问题。And
the explanation would have been private.
耶稣给他们的回答呢，就是私底下的。
Probably later that night.
可能是那一天晚上。In
Matthew, we have an extended Isaiah 6 inclusion.
而在马太福音里面呢，我们还加了那个以赛亚的预言。Mark,
writing to a Gentile audience, us.
马可福音呢，它是对象，写的对象是外邦人，就像我们一样。Gave
a shortened version and an interpretation.
给了一个很短的解释，而且又加了一个他的这个诠释。
His interpretation is, otherwise they may be forgiven.
他的诠释就是说，要不然呢，他们回转就得到赦免。And
Luke again, like the maximum, just cuts to the chase.
那Luke呢，又是再一次的，他又是 找到那个最后的结果最大的效果。
And he records that though seeing they may not see, though hearing they may not understand. There's no healing or forgiveness in his.
他说那些看见的就不一定听得到，看得见，听见的也没听着，就是没有那个被有没有被原谅的这种。
So do these differences constitute contradictions? Do these differences constitute a contradiction?
那这些这三个地方所讲的一些不同点，是不是表示他们就是互相矛盾的呢？
The answer is no.
那回答是不是？
They are writing to their particular audience, and all three together get the complete picture of the soil.
也是因为这三个作者在不同的时候是写给不同的看的人，所以呢，最后把这三个加在起来，我们就有一个完整的这个影像。
But I do want to point out one thing in Matthew.
可是我要指出一点，在马太福音里面。
In verses 16 and 17, he writes or records.
在十六，就说第十三章十六、十七节里面，他有讲到。
Blessed are your eyes that they see, and your ears because they hear.
你们的眼睛是有福的，因为可以看见；你们的耳朵是有福的，因为可以听见。
For truly I tell you, many prophets and righteous people long to see what you see but did not see, and long to hear what you hear but did not hear.
我实在告诉你们，曾经有许多先知和义人想看你们所看见，却没有看到；想听你们所听见的，却没有听到。
Now a Jewish audience,
那些犹太人，这个犹太的听众，
their mind would drift back to the prophets and the righteous people.
犹太人很容易就把脑筋又回想到他们以前那个救世主，就是那个先知以及义人。
And even us today, we would think back to maybe Abraham.
就算以我们今天为例，我们就很容易想到过去的亚伯拉罕。
Who the seed, the Messiah, was promised through, but never saw the Messiah.
就说他呢是有人答应他说弥赛亚会来，可是他从来没看到弥赛亚。
Or Moses, the giver of the law.Never saw the law fulfilled in Jesus.
就像摩西，他是那个摩西律法的作者，可是他却没有看到这律法被实施出来以后的效果。一直就在接触基督来的时候。
Or Job, who was declared righteous yet had all of those problems come against him.
就像约伯记，约伯本人呢是一个非常好的义人，可是最后神却愿意加诸在他身上各种的苦难。
Did not see the one who would ultimately heal him.
还是没有办法看到那个最后可以拯救他的这个神。
Or Jeremiah, the weeping prophet who foretold the coming of the Messiah.
或耶利米书先知，他是一个the weeping Messiah,
weeping prophet.
Okay, 耶利米他是一个流泪的，常常流泪哭泣的一个先知，他也没办法看到神的，没办法见到神的面。
So their minds would drift back, and they would know that they, the apostles, are seeing the very fulfillment of everything they had been taught. But they come to Jesus after, I'm sure, a lot of painful lessons.
那这些门徒呢，经过很多这种困难的这种人生的功课以后，就来到神的面前。
And they ask him, "What does this mean? Why are you talking in parables? What does this parable mean?" And Jesus gives them the explanation, again privately, after the public talking of the parable.
那耶稣基督就私底下给他们这个回答，而是在公众讲解那个比喻之后。
In Matthew then, starting at 18,
那马太福音呢，从十八节开始。
He says, listen then to what the parable of the sower means.
所以你们要听这撒种人的比喻。
When anyone hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart.
凡是听了天国的道却不明白的，那恶者就来把撒在地上，把撒在他，恶者就来把撒在他心中的夺去，这就是撒在路旁的。
And so this is the snatching. This is the only part of the parable that has to do with the inability to understand the word.
这里的比喻呢，就表示说的，就说我们呢听了道，可是我们却没有办法了解道理的意思。
And if you'll notice that Mark and Luke say essentially the same thing.
然后你们注意看一下，马可福音跟路加福音基本上也是讲的类似的。
But use different words.
可是他们用的不太一样的字。
The farmer is the one who sows the word.
就说讲那个农夫，就说撒种的人所撒的就是道。
And he says that some people are like the seed along the path, that the word is sown where they hear it, and Satan comes and takes away the word sown in them.
有一些人呢，就像那撒在路旁的，就是人听了道，撒旦立刻来，把撒在他心里的道夺去。
And Luke adds something extremely chilling.
那路克呢，加了一个东西，让我们更觉得警觉哈。
Along the path are the ones in Luke 12.These along the path of the ones who hear, and the devil comes and takes the word away from their hearts, so that they may not believe and be saved.
路加第八章十二节就讲到，那落在路旁的，就是人听了，魔鬼随即来到，从他们心里把道夺去，恐怕他们相信就得救了。这给我们一个更凄凉的一种感觉。
It's like the word hits the soil, hits the heart.
就像神的话语进入到我们的心里面。
And you have Satan, devil, or the evil one that snatches it away.
那等神的话进入到你的心里面，然后那个撒旦呢就把他这个蒙住了，然后就进不到你的心里。
It doesn't penetrate the soil.
所以那个种子就没有办法渗透到泥土里面。
And they reject the gospel.
然后那人就会拒绝神的话语。
Then we come to the rocky soil.
然后我们就来到那个岩石的那个岩石的那个土地。
Matthew records that the seed that falls on the rocky ground refers to someone who hears the word and receives it at once joyfully. But since they have no root, they last for a short time. When trouble or persecution catches this.Because of the word, they fall away quickly.
好，那他就讲说，那撒在实地上的，就是人听了道，就立刻欢欢喜喜的接受。可他心里面没有根，只是暂时的。一旦为道遭遇患难，受到迫害，就立刻跌倒了。
Mark essentially says the same thing that there's a hearing of the word, there's a hearing of the gospel, and someone is joyfully receiving it.But there's nothing deeper than that.
那马可里面真的强调，就是说这个人他愿意听哦，他也欢欢喜喜的听。可是因为他听的东西不深呐、啊，那一下子就不见了。
I'm going to go on script. In reading the statistics about Christian faith,
你最近看了一些这个关于这基督徒的信仰信心的这个一些统计。
Barna study.
有一个人，他叫巴拿，他所做的一个统计
，says that 80% of everyone who comes to a Christian church，
80%的人来到教会的
，goes no farther than this，
就待在那里，他就不会再往下进一步。
They say the sinner's prayer，
他们接受了那个他们是罪人的这个祈祷。
They get what they think is fire insurance，
他们觉得好像拿到了，好像被。因为他们是罪人，接受了神以后，他们就得到这个好像就是保险了。
They say, escape hell.
他说哇，我们现在可以不用去地狱了。
They don't go any deeper.
他们就待在那里不动了。
So then the first time they're challenged at work.
对，每一次，所以当他们曾有一点困难进来的时候。
To maybe make a little compromise.
就说。那困难，比如说，他说，哎，对某些事情上呢，你要做一点妥协。
They fall away from the faith and compromise.
他们很快就离开了神的道，就去做这个妥协的事情了。
Maybe someone at school.
比如说你呢，在学校。
Is around a bunch of people who are gossiping and tearing down someone else.
你的同学们都在一起，背后这个好像这议论某一个同学，然后呢，要把那个同学都撕得破破烂烂的。
And they easily set aside their faith and start gossiping along with the rest of them.
那很容易的让你就说，哎，把你神的教导放在一边，加入他们一起去评判那个人。
Or maybe they accept Christ.
也许有的人他接受了主耶稣基督。
In the midst of a Buddhist family.
可是他家里呢都是信佛的。
And the pressure is such that when they're asked about it, they deny it.
所以他们压力一直来自于哪里呢？然后家人问他说：“你是基督徒吗？”啊，他们就说：“我不是。”
There is no depth to defend the faith.
这就表示说，我们对神的福音没有深入在我们心里面。
But wait, there's more.
还有更多的。
The next set is the weeds or the thorns.
下面讲的就是说那个杂草跟荆棘。
Jesus, Matthew, Jesus' recording of the explanation.
那好，那耶稣对他们那个门徒的解释，在马太福音里面讲到。
Said that the seed falling, the seed falling among the thorns refers to someone who hears the word, but the worries of this life, and catch this, the deceitfulness of wealth, choke the word out and make it unfruitful.
那撒在荆棘里的就是人听得到有今世的忧虑，要注意下面这一句话：又有财富的迷惑，把道挤住了，结果结不出果实来。Mark
adds a little bit.
Mark，马可福音就加了一点点东西。Okay.
In 18, he says, still others like the seed sown among the thorns. And remember, the thorns are there, and the seeds come into the word. Hear the word. But the worries of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth, and the desire of other things come and choke the word, making it unfruitful.
那在马可福音里面的18节，就讲到说，那撒在荆棘地里的是指另一些人，他们听得到，然而今世的忧虑、钱财的迷惑，以及种种的欲望。 接连进来，把道挤住，就结不出果实来。Luke
in 14 adds a little bit more.
路加福音那个8章14节就更加的多一点。Luke
says the seed that fell among the thorns stands for those who hear, but go on their way. They're choked out by life's worries, riches, pleasures, and they do not mature.
那里就讲到路加，那落在荆棘里的，就是人听了，走开以后，被今世的忧虑、财富和厌乐挤住了，结不出成熟的子粒来。Now,
do you see yourself in any of these soils here?
那你看看你自己的心，是不是在其中当中，像其中的一种土壤呢？
Mine's the weeds, the thorns.
我觉得我的心思像那个荆棘跟那些杂草。
Worry about money and are we going to have enough money this month to make sure we pay the mortgage? And the worries can sometimes just choke it out.
比如说我呢，我就常常有忧虑，我担心说啊，有没有足够的钱这个月付房租，包括或是贷款。那种更世俗的忧虑就种种把我的那个神的道路挤出去了。
So what do you worry about?
那你担忧的是什么呢？
Your job, the economy.
你的工作，你的担心的经济吗？
Your kids, their college.
你的孩子，他们的大学。
Your family, your health. What are the things that worry you?
你的家庭，你的健康，是什么东西忧虑你呢？
Jesus said you can add not one day by worrying.
圣经上说，你不能因为忧虑而能增加多一天的那个岁数。
But the next thing after worry is the trust or the deceitfulness of wealth.
那第二，如果其他的事情什么挑战呢？除了那个忧虑以外呢，就表示说还有金钱的迷惑。Now,
what are some of the lies of wealth?
那我们听到过跟金钱有关的一些谎言是什么呢？
One lie is, I'm safe.
有个谎言就是说，哎，我有钱我就安全了。
But maybe you know people who have lost their entire life savings just before retirement. Is it really safe?
你有没有听过有些人有些故事说，他辛苦工作一辈子，哎，在快要退休的时候，他的钱就不见了，被失去了。Another
lie is, I define your worth.
或者另外一个谎言就是说，我来认定你的价值。
Is it the more expensive car or the biggest house or a bigger house that defines who you are?
是不是更好的名车、更大的房子来定义在人家眼前，定义你呢？这个人就是做得不错呢？
But sometimes we want these things because if I drive up in an expensive car, people know I'm worth something.
有时候我真的是很想有那个东西，因为我觉得我开一个好车，跟人家这个车并在一起的时候，我觉得那个人要看到，我觉得我这个人蛮成功的。
Another lie is you'll be satisfied.
另外一个谎言就是说，哎，有钱的话我就会满足了。And
usually this internal conversation goes something like, if only, then I'll.
通常这一句话呢，谎言呢，在我心里有某一种，有一些对话，比如说，如果这样子，我就怎么样。If
only I get that promotion, I'll be happy.
如果我得到那个升迁的机会的话，我就会开心。If
I only make this much, then I'll be happy.
我如果再多赚这么多的钱的话，我就会开心。If
I only get into this college, I'll be happy.
如果我能挤进那个最好的大学的、最喜欢的大学的时候，哎，我就会很开心。The
lie is the only path to happiness as well.
那个谎言是说，我们唯一去到我们带给我们快乐唯一的途径就是钱。The
Bible teaches those who seek after silver will never be satisfied with silver.
事实上，圣经上教导我们，那些去寻求金的人呢、金银的人呢，事实上永远不会被那个所快乐的。
Jesus clearly teaches you cannot serve two masters.
那圣经上也很清楚地教导，耶稣基督说，一个人不能侍奉两个马门。You'll
either love God or you will love money.
一个人不能侍奉两个主，你不能又爱神又爱马门，就是钱的意思。But
I can hear what you're saying.
我现在可以听到你们内在的一些回音哈。I'll
be the one who's different.
哎，我跟你们不一样哦。It's
deceit.
那个事实上是一个假象。
And the Gospels tell us that this maturity in the Word is what produces the fruit.
圣经上也告诉我们说，我们的成长，我们在神里面的成熟，就是要了解神的福音。Finally,
we arrive at the good soil.
终于我们现在到达最后一种土壤，就是好的土壤。Matthew
describes this as Jesus teaching. But the soil, the seed falling on good soil refers to someone who hears the word and understands it. This is the one who produces a crop yielding 100 or 60 or 30 times its sown.
第23节马太福音，那撒在好土里的，就是人听了道，有明白，结出果实来，有100倍的，有60倍的，有30倍的。
Mark is a little bit different in verse number 20.
马可的讲的有点不太一样，在20节。
Others, like the seed sown on good soil, hear the word, accept it, and produce a crop 30, 60, and 100 times what is sown.
那撒在好土里的就是人听了道，接受了，并且结出果实，有30倍的，有60倍的，有100倍的。
Finally, Luke. But the seed on the good soil stands for, and get this, someone with a good and noble heart who hear the word, retain it, and persevere through it.
路加福音讲就更深入了，他说，但那落在好土里的，就是人用诚实良善的心来听，还把道持守住。
There are going to be worries. There are going to be temptations. There are going to be times in your life when you feel like Satan has snatched the word out. There are going to be times when you think the weeds have overtaken you. And there are going to be times when the roots don't feel deep enough and you're going to get scorched. And this is when it's time to start doing a little weeding.
And,
and spending time in the Word.
花时间在神的话语里面,
and fellowship with others.
而且要跟其他的弟兄姐妹有沟通,
this is when we grow.
这个时候是在这样的时候我们才会成长。
This is when we encourage one another.
在这种时候我们就会互相, 支持对方, 啊,
you hear the Word every Sunday.
你们每个礼拜天来这里听到神的话语。
What do you do in between the Sundays?
可是在每个礼拜天当中你做些什么呢?
Are you letting the world overtake you?
你是不是让世俗的东西怎么把你就是淹没了呢?
Are you preparing good soil for which the Word can penetrate deep?
还是你愿意经营一个好的土壤让神的话语能够进来生根?
So it's like this tiny seed
就像这个小的种子一样,
that produces a huge crop.
这样小的种子长出这么大的一个上帝给的花,
that produces hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of seeds.
然后向日葵长大的时候又产生了几百个几百个种子。
The fruit could be more patience or joy or happiness internally.
这个果实有点类似说你更有耐性更有喜悦更有平安在你内在的。
Or it could be a witnessing and evangelizing to someone who's lost.
或者是说你愿意给一些一个失落的人给他一个好的见证帮助他。
If you will produce a fruit, you will produce a crop.
那你这样就会产生很好的果实。
Will you be a small sunflower producing only a little fruit?
你要做个小小的这个太阳向日葵的这个树嘛只是有一点点种子。
Or will you be one of the huge sunflowers that produces the maximum fruit?
还是要长那个最大的向日葵的树呢花呢做最多的果实。
Let me challenge each one of us
让我挑战你每一个人,
to get into the Word
进入神的话语,
and have an ever-deepening Bible study life.
真的是一个不断持续成长深根的一个神的读神的话语。
To pray without ceasing.
是不要停止的祷告。
And to be with one another, lifting one another up when each one of us feels maybe like we're a little scorched by the world.
而且要常常弟兄姐妹互相支持成长，不但是互相鼓励，有时候有一个人觉得很软弱的时候，另外一个人可以把它扶持起来。And
I think you are a good soil, so this is yours.
觉得我是一个很好的土壤，所以这个给我长大。谢谢。
Let me pray for us to close. Father, thank you that you have brought us together, that you have given us eyes to see.